Hide and Cheat by Shu Rayner, illustrated by John Stewart. In this story, Cat, Max, Tiger, Ant, Moggy. Story setting, Tiger's House. Max, Cat, Ant and Tiger were playing hide and seek.
It's not fair,
said Cat.
Tiger always wins.
Tiger grinned. I am the best at hiding, he said. It was Cat's turn to seek.
I am going to count to 20,
she said.
And this time I am going to find Tiger.
Cat closed her eyes and counted. The boys ran off to look for hiding places.
18, 19, 20,
cried Cat.
I'm coming, ready or not?
When Cat opened her eyes, she saw a small red dot on her watch. The dot moved, then it stopped.
That's funny,
Cat thought. Cat soon found Ant hiding behind the sofa. She found Max under Tiger's bed. But Tiger had disappeared. Cat looked down at her watch. The red dot was still there.
Tiger's watch is red,
said Cat to herself. Then she had a thought. Cat went back to Tiger's room. The dot began to flash. Cat looked at all the things on Tiger's shelf. There were some rocks, his swimming medals, and a football cup. There were some marbles and the micro buggy. Cat looked again. The buggy had a driver. It was Tiger.
You cheat!
Cat squealed. Tiger jumped out of the car. Then he jumped down onto his bed. He turned the dial on his watch. In a flash, Tiger was normal size. How did you find him, Cat? Asked Max. Cat told them about the red dot. Cool, said Ant. Your watch is a micro-tracking device. That means you can find us when we're small. That means you're the cheat, said Tiger. Cat felt her cheeks burn.
I did not cheat,
she said. Did too, said Tiger. Cat stamped down the stairs.
I'm not playing anymore,
she called. She put on the TV. Max, Ant and Tiger turned the dials on their watches and... They played micro hide-and-seek. Ant hid in Tiger's pencil case, but Tiger found him. Max hid in Tiger's toy spaceship, but Tiger found him. Now it was Ant's turn to seek. He soon found Max, but Tiger had disappeared again. Come on, Tiger, Max called. We give up. You're the best at hiding, Tiger, shouted Ant. You can come out now. Tiger didn't come out. Max and Ant grew back to normal size. They went to find Cat. Help us, Cat. We can't find Tiger, said Ant.
So what?
Said Cat. He might be in trouble, said Max. Cat looked at her watch. The dot showed that Tiger was in the kitchen. In the kitchen, they saw Tiger's pet cat, Moggy. She was crouched by some shoes. Moggy swished her tail. Then she stuck her paw into one of the shoes. A small squeak came out of the shoe. Oh, no, said Ant. Quick, said Max. Cat picked up Moggy and held her tight. Micro Tiger jumped out of the shoe. He grew back to normal size.
Phew,
That was close, gasped Tiger.
That will teach you to mess with us cats,
laughed Cat.